Title: The Dynamex Decision. The California Supreme Court restricts use of independent contractors. Content: On Monday, April 30, 2018, the California Supreme Court issued a landmark decision in the matter of Dynamex Operations West Incorporated v. Superior Court of Los Angeles. In a voluminous 82-page decision, the California Supreme Court reinterpreted and ultimately rejected the Borrello test for determining whether workers should be classified as either employees or independent contractors for the purposes of the wage orders adopted by California's Industrial Welfare Commission, IWC, in favor of a worker-friendly standard that may upend the existing independent contractor labor market. In particular, the court embraced a standard presuming that all workers are employees instead of contractors, and placed the burden on any entity classifying an individual as an independent contractor of establishing that such classification is proper under the newly adopted ABC test, which will be discussed in further detail below. Background: Dynamex is a nationwide same-day courier and delivery service that offers on-demand, same-day pickup and delivery services to businesses and the public. Prior to 2004, Dynamex classified its California drivers as employees. Starting in 2004, however, Dynamex converted all of its drivers to independent contractors as a cost savings measure. In January 2005, plaintiff Charles Lee entered into a written independent contractor agreement with Dynamex to provide delivery services for the company. Just 3 months after leaving his work at Dynamex, Lee filed this lawsuit on his own behalf and on behalf of similarly situated Dynamex drivers, alleging that Dynamex's alleged misclassification of its drivers as independent contractors led to Dynamex's violation of the provisions of IWC Wage Order No. 9, the applicable state wage order governing the transportation industry, as well as various sections of the labor code, and, as a result, that Dynamex had engaged in unfair and unlawful business practices under Business and Professions Code Section 17200. After an earlier round of litigation in which the trial court's initial order denying class certification was reversed by the Court of Appeal, the trial court ultimately certified a class action, relying on the three alternate definitions of employee and employer set forth in the applicable wage order and as discussed in the Supreme Court's decision in Martinez v. Combs, 49 Cal. 4th 35, 64, 2010, Martinez. In Martinez, the court held that to employ has three alternative definitions: 1. To exercise control over the hours, wages, or working conditions; 2. To suffer or permit to work; or 3. To engage, thereby creating a common law employment relationship. Notably, the suffer or permit to work definition was derived from statutes regulating and prohibiting child labor laws dating back to the early 1900s and imposed liability simply based on the defendant's failure to exercise reasonable care to prevent child labor from occurring. Martinez at 58. Such a definition, of course, goes far beyond the traditional common law employment relationship. The Martinez case, however, only involved a joint employer analysis, which is conceptually distinct from the question of whether a worker is an employee or independent contractor in the first place. In response, Dynamex filed a writ petition in the Court of Appeal, maintaining that definitions 2 and 3 do not apply to the classification analysis. In particular, Dynamex argued that definitions 2 and 3, as construed by Martinez, define who is a joint employer of an undisputed employee of some entity, and that the commonly relied upon multi-factor test set forth in S.G. Borrello and Sons Incorporated v. Department of Industrial Relations, 48 Cal. 3D 341, 1989, Borrello, applies to threshold questions of whether a worker is an employee or independent contractor. In Borrello, the Supreme Court held that the right to control the means and manner in which work is performed by a worker is the most important of several factors to be considered when evaluating a classification analysis, including secondary factors such as ownership of equipment, opportunity for profit and loss, and the belief of the parties. This test is more flexible because it balances the different factors to arrive at a classification based on individual circumstances of each case. Prior to Dynamex, many cases, including the court's own recent DEC